Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 13 known as Hot Tips. Before this chapter, you saw something which was known as importance of management. Once we get importance of management, then we understood that this company is good company. Now when we get started in for getting tips, what is tips, you know? Friends, we as human beings are always prone to somebody telling us information about those kind of companies which gives us lucrative benefit. Now let me give an example. In India there is a company which is known as Venus Videos. Now Venus Videos is listed on stock market. One of your friend comes up to you and tells you that I have got a sure shot tip. Tip in the sense, sure shot information about this company whose right now price is 15 rupees and in next 6 months it is going to become 50 rupees. And when you hear this, your ears become very very alert and you find that I also want to earn this much amount of money. So the next moment what you do, you go to the bank or arrange for some amount of funds, buy these shares and then wait to check will this company reach 50 or not. So when did you get that information? You immediately jump on to this particular conclusion. So that was nothing but what? Hot tips. Hot tips are nothing but kind of a situations where you will, I mean, someone tries to influence you based on certain information. Are these good? Are these bad? How does it function? And etc. things we will learn and try to understand from this chapter. Let us go ahead and see what is going to be the structure of this chapter. In this chapter, we will be focusing upon hot tips about shares. With regards to tips or information about shares, when we get what exactly we do, how exactly we function, how exactly we try to give the information, how exactly we give the feedback is what we will be looking in this chapter. Let us now go ahead and try and understand this chapter. Tips and purchasing of shares. While we want to purchase, then only at that time we require tips. Investors who do not or cannot arrange for a prudent investment decision often base their decisions on tips that are freely flowing in the market. I mean, like for example, you are a person, like we have got, let us take example of Kapil. We have got Kapil. What does Kapil do? Kapil is not able to decide which shares he should buy. Whenever you ask him, he tells always that I have not yet thought, I think I'll buy this or I think I'll buy that. He is not very sure. And during those times, he uses this medium which is known as tips to take a decision because he is unable to take decisions on what share he wants to buy. So such group of people often base their decisions on the word known as tips. Since quite a few investors buy shares based on some tip, there is temporary rise in price which leads them to believe in accuracy of the tip. Now what happens is that there are some group of people, they all hear this tip, and because of this hearing of tip, lot of people start going and buying the shares. Since you get this tip and you react, automatically there are some more people who are reacting to that tip. What is going to happen? From that thing, might be that 10 or 15 will go and buy, and because of they are all buying, there is going to be slight rise in the price, which gives an indication that yes, that this tip was accurate in nature. Like it happens, our brokers tells us that there is a tip that this particular share prices are going to ride at this level, and he influence his 1000 customers who are there. From 1000, at least 750 customers agrees and wants to buy that shares. Because of 750 wanting to buy that shares and they buy the shares because of the broker giving him this tip, what is going to happen? Automatically, what is going to happen? Automatically the price of these companies rise. That is basically they are focusing or they are functioning on the basis of what? They are focusing and functioning on the basis of tips that they have received from the market. So since quite a few investors buy shares based on some tip, there's a temporary rise. There's going to be temporary for some period rise in the price, which leads them to believe in accuracy of the tip. Hope you are all getting this point. Are you all sure? Yes, Rajul, are you getting? Great, super. But soon prices fall back to the original levels. Remember, what happens? Soon these prices falls at the original levels. Why does it happen? Why does it happen? Because it was bought on tip, and because of that tip, the price shooted up. Great, super. So I hope you have understood this part so far. Let us now move ahead and see exactly how or what happens when shares are bought on tips. When you buy, yes, now I'll ask you this question. Let me put up this question to, say for example, yes, yeah, Rajesh, tell me. What would happen when you buy a share on the tip? Wow, the share prices may be achieved. Very good. Yes, Meghna, can you tell me what will happen when you buy a share, shares on tip? When you purchase the share on tip, what will happen, Meghna? Very good. According to Meghna, she says me that, sir, when I buy shares on tip, I might make profit, I might make loss. Very good, super. Now, what actually would happen when you buy a share on tip? What happens when shares are bought on tips? Often large investors wanting to offload their holdings spread rumors in the market to artificially raise the share price. What is happening at the outset? You know what happens? When these tips are given, when these tips are offloaded, they are offloaded or given when the people are expecting that they already had the shares and they want to sell the shares. You know what happens? These tips are basically given, these tips are basically shown by the brokers or sometimes to the agents or some other people create a situation where they give you the tips. Now, when they give the tips, it might be a situation where this group of people is wanting to sell their shares. So, they want to increase the price. So, they start spreading rumors, which means what? False information about the company's shares. And because of this spreading rumors in the market, they artificially raise the share price. And that is where you fall in the trap. Similarly, newspapers or magazines to offer tips. We have got newspapers, we have got magazines, we have got journals, we have got weekly reports. They also give tips. But they become stale by the time they reach readers. Stale means what? Outdated. By the time it reaches to you. See, newspaper are printed just one day before. So, when they are printed and by the time it reaches to you, the market is already open. And when you receive it and when you read it and when you try to react to it, already the price have been achieved and it has come down. So, you might make a wrong decision. It same way happens with magazines. Magazines are printed one month before. I mean, one magazine made printed will be applicable for whole month. How can you rely on that magazine for the whole month when they say that this is the price? There are very few genuine tips and they normally come from insiders. Remember insiders? Very good. Superb. What is insiders? Yes, Bhavesh, can you tell me what is insiders? Okay, let me ask this question to Amrita. Amrita, can you tell me what is insiders or who are insiders? Okay, very good. Super, Amrita. What Amrita has given me the answer. Insiders means what? People who are working in the company and they are access or they possess such informations which are very, very critical for success of the business or which may increase, which may affect the price of the shares in the market is called as insiders. Superb, Amrita. So, there are few genuine tips and if they are, they normally come from the insiders who are already employees of the company and from them only this kind of tips can be coming out. But trading on insider information is illegal. Now, in United States of America, there was one case where insider information was shared by the employees of the company because of which there was a huge impact in the buying and selling of shares, which cost a lot of investors a lot of amount of money. That is, some investor lost a lot of money and some investors earned a lot of money. After understanding the whole episode, the court of law judged to a situation, I mean the judge of the court gave the decision that the person who leaked this information was put behind the bars. So remember, insider trading are illegal in nature. You cannot reveal some data which may have an effect in the share market prices. And if it is, if you are caught, you are put behind the bars. So, that is why it is said that it is illegal in nature. So when you buy the shares on dips, this kind of situations may happen. Which is the right tip? Superb. Right tip is basically when it comes from the insiders. Very good. Next. Now, what action you are supposed to do when you receive tips? What would you do when you get a tip saying that this kind of thing is happening and this is what basically the activity is? Now, when you receive a tip, you should look for these correction steps. First, what you have to do? Check how long it has been a hot tip. So, the first and the foremost thing when you get a tip, you have to check out, is this tip a hot tip or it is already a stale tip? How do you check out it is a hot tip? By trying to confirm or by trying to monitor, has this rate already achieved or has this rate at what they are going to buy has happened or not? So, you have to check out how long it has been a hot tip. Second is, if it is stale, do not act. If it is already outdated tip, please do not act. Next is, check its reliability. How do you check its reliability? Check out that actually that tip is happening. Is it reliable tip? Should I rely on that tip or not? Check out that thing. Next is the source trustworthy? From where you are getting the information? Is that source trustworthy or not? Has to be checked out. Then, has he acted on the tip and bought the shares? Who is giving us the tip? Has he actually bought the shares or he is just trying to create a scenario because of disturbing the market and because of he has got some personal problems with me, personal differences with me, so he is giving me such a tip saying that this tip has come from some person and which is causing our investment going under vein. So next is checking out that is the source trustworthy and if yes, has he acted on the tip and bought the shares has to be clearly checked about. Next is, what is the past experiences with this source? So you need to also check out what kind of past experience you as a person have got with this source. So you need to check out when earlier he had given, did that particular tip function? Did it actually happen the same way what he had told? Check out how did the source get the tip? Also check out the source from whom you have got the tip. Did it actually how did he get the tip? Is he getting the tip from some other person or is just from his mind? He says me that in the night when I was sleeping, I got a dream and in the dream, God came to me and told me that this price is going to rise. It cannot be that kind of a concept. So how did the source get the tip? Next is how many others are privy to the tip? Means how many others are having this information about the tip? Is it private only just in few people or is it a public tip? What is the logic behind the tip? And what is the basic concept? That is last point. What is the logic behind the tip? Is there some conditions or is there some logic behind the tip? Has to be properly checked out. So these are the steps you need to check out after or action you need to check after receiving the tip. Trust me, if someone asks me, sir, what we should do as soon as we get the tip, I'll tell you personally what exactly is mentioned over here is absolutely correct. But I'll tell you some different tip. I have not mentioned on the slide. Because I want to hear it, listen it, and accordingly act upon it. What do you need to do when you receive a tip, friends? First of all, I believe that you are all computer literate. Little bit amount of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint you have got. If not, what you can do is you can prepare a chart on a paper. As soon as you get the tip, you just try and make some columns. Like, for example, when you receive the tip, for your betterment, for your understanding, and for your approach, what you need to do is prepare a table. In that table, write down serial number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Against that, write down the tip name. If someone has told you that there is a chance where shares of Reliance or shares of, say, for example, as I give example of T-Series. T-Series is a very big brand in India. It is basically a cassette manufacturing company. So someone told you that the rates of T-Series are going to go skyrocketing. So what do you have to do? Write down T series. Write down the current market price. I am telling you the headings of the columns. First is serial number. Second is the company's name. That is T series or any kind of company tip you get. Third column, what do you need to do? In the third column, write down which is something known as value. I will tell you, I will come to that value column again after some time. In the fourth column, write down the opening price of that date. Like for example, first you got the information on first. So from first, make 30 columns or 31 columns. What are you trying to check out? You are trying to check out that the tip what the person has given it to you actually functioning or not. So I am making a dummy kind of an account and you are actually observing it. So first you wrote down T series. You would think that you are investing 1 lakh rupees. So write down 1 lakh rupees. In 1 lakh rupees at the current market price, how much shares you will get? Make one more column on the shares and write down in that. For if the rate is say for example 20 rupees per share and you are investing 1 lakh rupees, so write down you are having 5000 shares. You were given the information that 20 rupees shares will become 50 rupees. So now in that book, every evening when you go home after doing your regular activities, just check out what was the closing price of this company's shares and start writing in that particular chart. Every day make it write down, track that chart. After the end of the month, check out, has these shares reached from 20 to 50, or check out whatever period the person had told you. The person told you that in 1 month it is going to go from 20 to 50. If it has gone, then act accordingly. If you find that yes, this is the rate what we had been told and that is what it is happening, there should be some gradual up and down, up and down. It should not be okay from 20, one day it become 25, next day it become 30, next day it become 40, then it became 45 and then it reached 50. It looks manipulative in nature, because share prices goes up and down on what basis? It goes up and down on the basis of market forces of demand and, very good, supply. So when you get that tip, you have to act accordingly. So these were a few steps you will check out when you receive tips. I hope everyone is clear with this point and a small story what I have explained. So if I have to sum up this chapter, it is one thing very, very important we need to understand. What is that thing? That tips would happen in surroundings where we are available, where we stay, where we actually move, where we meet a lot of people. Tips are important. Tips are necessary. Tips are, available in abundance. It is not scarce. It is available in abundance. But when you get the tips, what you are supposed to do? Yes, Tanveer, what you are supposed to do? Yes, Kuljeet, what you are supposed to do? Very good. You will follow the hierarchical steps. You will check out what are the activities you need to do when you get the tips. So this chapter, what it focuses upon is on tips. When tips are received, how would you react for buying of shares or not buying of shares? I hope you had a good time learning this chapter with me. I had a good time, trust me, explaining this chapter to you all. And remember, tips are necessary, but not compulsory to follow. Tips are necessary because it will then only move you, it will then only excite you to do investment. But then on that tip, if you start investing and buying, it will create a problem. Hope you have a good time, and that's all from my side. Thank you.